to Legacy Listening, a space for stories that shape who we are, what we build, and the legacy we leave behind. I'm Dave McIver, CEO and President of Lamp Rynearson, and I'm honored to be your new host. You know, this podcast has always been about connection, amplifying the voices of our people and our partners. We shine a light on the values that guide our work. And so as I step into this new role, my goal is simple. It's to listen deeply, to learn together, and to really celebrate the heart of our community of solvers. Each episode, we'll dive into the stories behind the projects, the people behind the progress, and the purpose that fuels it all. Whether you're part of our team, a longtime partner, or maybe just curious about what it means to build legacy, I'm glad you're here. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get into today's conversation. Legacy Listening has traditionally begun with a question that really gets to the heart of who we are as a company. Our purpose is to leave a legacy of enduring improvements to our communities. How does the idea of leaving a legacy resonate with you? You know, it's a powerful question, and it's one that's invited many, many thoughtful answers from our guests over the years. And now as I step into this role as host and leader, I've really had the chance to sit with this question myself. For me, legacy isn't about the spotlight or the accolades. It's about people. It's about relationships. It's about how we show up for one another day after day and how we use our time, our talents, and our resources to make things a little better than they were before. Whether that's through the design of a public space, the mentorship of a teammate, or even the collaboration with a community partner, legacy is woven into the small, consistent actions that build trust and belonging over time. You know, I really believe that the most meaningful legacies aren't built alone. They're built together in partnership with both humility and intention. And I think that's what makes Lamp Rynearson special. We don't just engineer solutions, we build lasting connections. We invest in people, in ideas, and in places that matter. We listen. And when we do that well, we leave something behind that's bigger than any one of us. A legacy that reflects our values and one that future generations can build upon. So yeah, that question about legacy, it resonates deeply. It reminds me why I'm here, why this work matters, and why I'm so excited to carry forward the conversations that we'll share on this podcast. Because every story we tell, every voice we amplify, is a chance to reflect the legacy we're building together. You know, when we talk about legacy, it is easy to think of it in terms of decades, kind of that long arc of time. But the truth is, legacy is built day by day. Every meeting, every project, every conversation, every individual within our community of solvers, it all matters. That's what we call the Lamp Rynearson difference. It's the way we approach our work with care, the way we listen to communities, the way we show up for one another. It's not just what we do, it's how we do it and why. And every year, we take a moment to reflect on that difference in our impact report. Now, this report isn't just a snapshot of achievements or a list of statistics. It's really a living, breathing testimony to the legacy that we leave in real time. It captures the spirit of our people. It captures the progress that we're making and the promises that we're keeping. You know, and this year, it feels especially meaningful as we continue to align our work around a shared purpose, building legacy for all. So today, I'm thrilled to be joined by someone who plays a vital role in helping us tell that story. Teddy Ann Vaught is our corporate communications lead and the creative force behind the messaging, strategy, and heart of our impact report. She's someone who deeply understands the intersection of our values and our voice, and she's passionate about making sure our legacy is illustrated through both stories and shared moments. Teddy Ann, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. I'm really glad to be here. Honestly, I've been looking forward to this. Any time that we get to sit down and talk about the people, the passion, and the purpose behind our work at Lamp Rynearson, count me in. This podcast is such a great way to surface the stories that don't often get a spotlight, but are shaping the legacy we're building together. So thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm glad you're here. For those who might not be familiar with it, Teddy Ann, or maybe they just see it as another report, how would you describe the heart behind the impact report. What makes it more than just pages and numbers?
That's such a great question, Dave. At face value, it sure looks like a report. But the impact report is so much more than that. It's a reflection of our values in motion. It's the story of how we're living out our purpose as a company, how we're showing up for our communities, for one another, and for the world that we help shape every single day through our work. What makes it more than just a collection of pages and numbers is that it captures the why behind it all. Every data point, every highlight, every small detail is rooted in something deeper. Our collective belief that what we build should serve people, create lasting good, and reflect the care that we have for each other and the future. It's not about performance for performance's sake. It's about taking real ownership of the legacy we're creating, not someday, but now, together. So when I look at the impact report, I don't just see metrics, I see intention. I see evidence of people caring boldly, showing up with heart, and leaning into the responsibility that we carry as stewards of place and community. And I see a deep commitment to belonging, creating spaces both physical and cultural where people feel seen, valued, and safe to be who they are. So to me, that's at the heart of it all. It's not just about what we've done, it's about who we're becoming and how we're choosing to get there with purpose.
Yeah, it's a highlight of our people, right? That sense of belonging, that care that we put into the work we do, but also the relationships we build. And understanding that this is a place where people can be who they truly are, their true selves, and really focusing on that, again, with purpose. You know, you've often described the impact report as a living, breathing story of our firm. Can you share a little bit about how that idea shaped your approach to this year's report in particular?
Yes, I do love thinking of the impact report as a living, breathing story because it's not just a snapshot. It's a true reflection of who we are, what we value, and how we're growing. And honestly, that's been at the heart of this report since the very beginning. From its inception in 2021, the impact report has never been just about data or deliverables. It's always about honoring the people behind the work. That through line has shaped every single edition, listening closely, elevating the everyday choices that build legacy, and capturing those quiet moments of care and connection that define us as a firm. This year, we stayed grounded in that same foundation, but leaned even further into storytelling, amplifying the real voices across our teams and asking, what does purpose look like in your day to day? Because if this report is truly alive, it should sound like us. It should feel human. So yes, it's metrics, but more than that, it's about belonging. It's about helping each of us see how we're part of something bigger and how together we're building a legacy that lasts.
Yeah, that idea of telling the story about the people behind the work, it resonates. It matters. But it's also a different way of communicating. And I think it's very powerful. So speaking of communicating, from a communication standpoint, why do you think it's important that we take the time to reflect and share our impact, both internally with our own team members, but also then with clients, with partners, and our broader community?
Absolutely. So from a communication standpoint, taking the time to reflect and share our impact isn't just a nice to have in today's world. It's a responsibility. It allows us to show, not just say, who we are and what we stand for. Storytelling and reflection, it's how humans make meaning. It's how we understand ourselves, how we connect with others, and how we shape culture both internally and externally. Internally, when we take the time to communicate our collective impact, we activate something called narrative identity. It helps our people see their own story woven into the larger purpose of our firm. That's powerful. It moves our work beyond tasks and towards meaning. From a psychological perspective, This creates intrinsic motivation, a deeper sense of belonging, and what researchers call purpose alignment. People want to feel like their work matters. And when they see their fingerprints on the legacy that we're building at Lampre-Nierson, pride and engagement will follow. But this cannot simply live only inside our walls. When we share our impact more broadly with clients, partners, and communities, we're signaling who we are through action and not just intention. This kind of transparency builds trust through a concept known as earned authenticity. We're not just telling people what we value, we're actually showing them. That's the kind of communication that invites emotional connection and long-term loyalty. It also sets a standard. By putting our purpose and progress out in the open, we create a shared language of impact, something that others can rally around, challenge, support, and grow with. That kind of openness invites co-creation. It says, this is our direction. If this matters to you too, let's build it together. Ultimately, reflection and storytelling are how we stay grounded in what matters. They help us move from intention to accountability, from isolation to connection. It's how we stay human in this data-driven world and how we keep showing up with care and clarity of purpose.
You know, what you're really describing is a transformational impact that this impact report then tells the story of. And it resonates so deeply because it's not just focused on us, it's focused on the greater good, sharing that impact, sharing that the transformational impact that we can have ultimately on our communities. You know, when we talk so often about our purpose statement of leaving a legacy, what does it really mean? Well, this impact report highlights how we're leaving a legacy, how we're living out our purpose statement. You know, this year, we're anchoring so much of our work around that theme, around the theme Legacy for All. How did that idea really influence the tone and direction of this year's report? And how do you hope people experience that message when they read it?
So Legacy for All really pushed us to think more intentionally, not just about what we're building, but the lasting impact it will have. So it shaped the tone of this report to be even more reflective, more human, and even more focused on the bigger picture. My hope is that when people read it, they connect with the purpose behind our work. And I hope that they feel inspired to be part of something that leaves a lasting mark.
Yeah, lasting mark indeed. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I'd like to thank my guest once again, Teddy Ann Vaught. And to our audience, thank you very much for joining us and for listening. Remember, legacy isn't just what we leave behind. It's how we show up for each other every day. Let's keep building with purpose, listening with care, and leading in ways that matter. Be sure to tune in next time. And remember, you can find Legacy Listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on our website.